So, as I think everybody here knows, Friday was my 53rd birthday. That sounds pretty old, doesn't it, kids? No? Doesn't sound old to you? Sounds young to you. I was going to say, when I was your age, 53 would have sounded way old. When I was your age, I thought I'd never get to 20. It seemed to go so slow. Exactly. But now time goes fast. However, Lord willing, it is a birthday. Everybody here who hasn't already, everybody here will experience. And the number 53 is special in one way. Does anybody know what that is? You do. What is it?
I do, because we talked about it.
I know. It's a prime number. And I have to wait 6 years for the next prime number.
That's the year I was born.
Was it? I won't... Hopefully it didn't come on the internet. Don't want people to know. But I have to wait 6 years. And although the number has being prime special about it, 53 is just an ordinary milestone in the ordinary life of an ordinary guy. But I don't know about you. It's kind of like New Year's. Can't birthdays cause you to reflect on things? What do I really want to accomplish? What should I focus on? And so on. However, reflecting on the past is often painful for me because the way my brain works, I am much more likely to remember negative things than positive things. And I don't mean negative things about other people, but about myself. Times that I was a moral moron. All it takes is recollecting a few of these, and I can't help but think I have been such a jerk. And no, I'm not going to provide examples here. Hopefully you can't think of too many, Michelle. But am I alone? How many of you also look back and instead of remembering the times you made somebody smile, or you've chosen someone's best interest over your own, or made your family and friends proud, instead, do you recall some words you wish you could take back? Extremely selfish acts, or other times that make you hang your head in shame. Do you do that? Okay, now for a rough segue. Yesterday, I was with Augie having our normal Saturday father-son breakfast at Carl's Jr. Although, where do you prefer to go, Augie?
Burger King.
Burger King, but that's a little far away. So most often we're at Carl's Jr. in Bennett. And I was surfing my Twitter timeline. A really nice Twitter acquaintance of mine, Dave Miller, is senior pastor at Southern Hills Baptist Church in Sioux City, Iowa. Last year, and I guess this was a bit of a surprise, he was also elected the Southern Baptist Convention Pastors Conference President. So the Southern Baptist Convention's a big convention, and he was elected the president of the Southern Baptist Convention Pastors Conference, and that starts this evening. I guess that conference has led to some negativity directed to him on Twitter. And yesterday morning he tweeted, "When the alt-right racist crazy start attacking you, you know you are doing something right." And he followed that up with, "It is annual meeting, time to release the safety on the block mechanism on Twitter for alt-right racists." In 3, 2, 1. Does anybody know what alt-right is? Or alternative right? Does anybody know what it is?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it. Really, I would argue alt-right, what it is depends on what your agenda is. Writing for the Los Angeles Times, Jessica Roy describes it this way. "It's a brand of far-right conservatism that generally embraces and promotes white nationalism, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, and misogyny." However, Breitbart, which is considered an alt-right site, says, "The alternative right, more commonly known as the alt-right, is an amorphous movement. Some, mostly establishment types, insist it's a little more than a vehicle for the worst dregs of human society, anti-Semites, white supremacists, and other members of the Stormfront set." They're wrong. So Breitbart says they're wrong. Now, if I understand the rest of their article correctly, and it's long, I haven't read the entire thing, Breitbart goes on and basically says that alt-right are conservatives who like setting off non-conservatives, including by saying taboo things that they don't actually believe, just to watch the havoc it wreaks. You know people like that, right? They don't necessarily believe something, but they just throw it out there and just see what happens. Now, my take on the alt-right, it has become a label to marginalize anyone on the conservative side you disagree with. And by the way, I don't just say this about liberals. There are conservatives who I think minimize other conservatives by trying to tie them to the alt-right. Considering there is no formal alt-right organization to define what it stands for, anyone can claim to be alt-right, and anyone can claim someone else is a part of it. So if a racist wants to claim to be part of the alt-right, they can. If someone wants to claim a racist as a member of the alt-right, they can. Labeling someone as alt-right is not a compliment in modern dialogue. And regardless of whether they are fairly lumped in with the alt-right, racists are part of the dregs of society. Racists are jerks. Agreed? We all agree with that? I want everybody to know, everybody here agrees with that, whether they're a member of the alt-right or not. Now, that was a long intro into what otherwise is going to be a short sermon. And I'm only going to make 2 points. But before we do that, let's summarize my rather lengthy introduction. Number one, when I look back on my 53 years, I feel like I have been such a jerk, and maybe some of you feel the same way about yourselves. Number two, whether they are fairly lumped in with the alt-right or not, racists are jerks. So if you're going to summarize my long intro, that's how you would summarize it. Keeping those in mind, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Are we there? Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Okay, don't raise your hands, just like I'm not going to tell you some of the moronic things that I've done. I don't want you to raise your hand, but is anybody here guilty of any of what we just said? And I would suggest if you don't believe so, you may not have been listening close enough, or you're deceived, because once you throw in idolaters, because idolatry doesn't have to be of idols, it can be of other things. Once you throw in idolaters, greedy, and revilers, pretty much that covers anybody who's been on earth more than a half dozen years. We all are guilty of doing that one point or another. I personally think Paul was using understatement when he suggested that such were some of them. Remember how he said such were some of you? Especially when we consider you don't actually have to commit the act to be guilty of it. For instance, lust is the equivalent of adultery, is it not? You can look at that, we won't turn there, but Matthew 5:28. I think all but small children are covered by Paul's list. Now, understatement is a legitimate form of speech and writing, but Paul could have said, such were all of you, I believe. Paul could have said, such were all of you. And you know what? In Colossians chapter 3, 5 through 11, he does just that. So let's turn there. Colossians 3, 5 through 11. Colossians 3, verses 5 through 11. Excuse me. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. In this too you once walked when you were living in them. Did you hear those words? It should be these two, not this two. When I retyped it here, I did it wrong. I have to remember to fix it. Know some of you in those verses. In these each of us walked, and sadly, probably still walk here and there, but hopefully with diminishing frequency. Unless what we just read in Colossians 3, 5 through 11, not be convincing enough of that, Romans 3:23, you don't have to turn there, but Romans 3:23 succinctly says, and this is part of the reason people memorize this, because it does say it so well, for how many people? For how many people have sinned? All, right. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So point number one with today's sermon, we have all been such jerks. We have all been such jerks. When we look back in our lives, especially before we became Christians, we have all been such jerks. Or as John says in 1 John 1:8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And looking back in Colossians, not only does it make it clear that all of us have walked in ways that deserves God's wrath, but did you notice the last verse that we read, Colossians 3:11? Did you notice that? Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. That's a very anti-racist statement, isn't it? It's a very anti-racist statement. God shows no favoritism. You can see that in Acts 10:34 and Romans 2:11 if you want to look later. Including no favoritism based on the color of our skin. What's up, Augie?
God knows all and sees all.
God does know all and see all. He knows your heart. He knows my heart, right?
Yeah.
He knows everybody's heart here. And we all, he knows that we all fall short of the glory of God, that we all sin. And you know what? We all, because God's not a racist, we all are offered salvation if we turn from our sins and turn to who, Augie?
God.
God, to Jesus.
And God.
If the alt-right are racist, they are sinning. Let me repeat that. If the alt-right includes racists, they are sinning. Racists are sinners. But do you remember point number one, what I said? We have all been such jerks. Or do you think that somehow a racist sin is worse than yours? That you can be forgiven your shortcomings, but a racist cannot be forgiven theirs? Luckily, I know nobody sitting here today is that deceived. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And all are in need of a Savior. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for, can you guess what the word is? All. Who gave himself a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. All have sinned. All are in need of a Savior. Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all. Thank you. Thank you, my dear wife, for speaking up. I'm not going to get into an argument, or the argument, I should say, between Calvinists and Arminians about whether, quote, all in statements like that in 1 Timothy really mean all. and I don't believe, and I shouldn't say I don't believe, you shouldn't believe either, and don't believe universalists who say that all means that all will be saved. That's not what it's saying. However, adding to point number one was we have all been such jerks, is point number two. Jesus paid the ransom for all jerks. Jesus paid the ransom for all jerks. In society, we have stratified sins. Lily, do you know what stratification is? Have you had any geology courses? And they show you layers of rocks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, within society, we have stratified sins. And as soon as someone is labeled a racist, or a sexist, or a homophobe, or an Islamophobe, or whatever other ist or phobe that has moved to the front of the social justice warrior pack, with added points for, have you guys heard the term, intersectionality? Added points for that. Well, as soon as you are labeled one of those, you are to be exiled. You have committed one of a long list of society's unforgivable sins and deserve the eternal torment of hell immediately. But God. But God. But God sees with righteous eyes. He not only does not show favoritism based on gender, race, and so on when it comes to his saving grace, he doesn't exclude your opponent's sins from forgiveness. I want to just repeat that. Not only does God not show favoritism based on gender, race, and so on when it comes to his saving grace, he does not exclude your opponent's sins from forgiveness. And really, isn't that what is up in modern society? Those who agree with us can do no wrong, and those who don't agree with us are demons from the pit of hell? Isn't that how dialogue is now? And it's the problem is, if it was just dialogue, it'd be one thing. Because we grew up... kids, tell me this. Do you still have the saying in school, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt? That's not what society believes anymore, right? That not only do they get offended by words and want to attack, but they also are using what I would consider to be stones. And somebody says something they don't like, they want to get them fired. They go after their livelihood. And worse. But you know what? Generally, our opponents are not demons from the pit of hell. We have all been such jerks. Jesus paid the ransom for all jerks. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves them. Jesus saved you because you believe in him. Jesus will save them if they believe in him. Reject all the sin that they do, but also reject all the sin that you do. See them with Jesus' eyes, not human eyes. When you look back at your life and, like me, think, I have been such a jerk, forgive yourself. Jesus has. When you look at the lives of others, like racists, remember, quote, in these you too once walked, unquote, and pray God will reach them like he reached you. Pray for them, remembering, we have all been such jerks. Jesus paid the ransom for all jerks.